Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this day is Luke 17. Here again, the portion that reads, "One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus asked, 'Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and praise to God except this foreigner?' Then he said to him, 'Rise, go, your faith has made you well.'" This is a portion of our text. Wow, to be healed. What happiness just to get on with life, to continue on as you were. Jesus even said in John 10, verse 10, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." You may find yourselves searching or even knowing for that abundant life. You are a baptized child of God. And so this morning, our goal is that we would more fervently believe that Jesus Christ in the flesh is our only life and our healing. And so give thanks. Yes, here are these 10 lepers caught between two worlds, caught between Samaria and Galilee. And they can't go home. The Jews are from Galilee. They were healthy, could go ahead and, well, they didn't necessarily like to go through Samaria and go and worship in Jerusalem. Most of the time, no, they would not associate with Samaritans. They would go around the country and then go ahead and go to worship in Jerusalem. The Samaritans, the Jews, when they returned from Babylon, would not let a Samaritan worship in Jerusalem. And so it came to be that they had their own place of worship in Mount Gerizim. None of them, though, because they were lepers, were able to worship with like-minded people. For the health of others, they were quarantined from their communities, from other healthy human contact. Therefore, quarantined from even their own families. They came together to fend for themselves where nobody else lived. They lived in desperation, searching for their own shelter, their food, and what others would leave them. See, as a leper, it didn't make any difference if you were a Jew or a Samaritan. You were in the same situation, including banned from worship. What separates you from the rest of the world, your community, your family? You probably could come up with a list of those things that you are separated or those people from which you are separated. There are times people will say, "I'm too old, too young, not athletic, not rich, can't sing, unemployed, single, divorced, married." There's always something that separates us from other people. There are things that separate us from being together. Kind of like this week, right? The weather separated us from traveling to other places. There's always something missing so that we can really live the way we want to live. This morning, I want to take a moment and look at these pictures. If you'd advance to the first one and ask yourself, what is missing? Now with the next one. What about husband and wife being on the couch in the same place? And the next one. Oh, a wedding. And the next. And the next. And the next. On vacation. Not talking to each other. Not enjoying the scenery? What's missing? What was obvious to me right away was their lack of communication and the lack of socialization, right? You know, not you're all in the same place and yet you are alone. Without, as you see in the picture, a cell phone or electronic device. It becomes obvious. This photographer went ahead and had people pose with their cell phones and their electronic devices and then removed them to see how people would react. Are we together and alone in the same room? Even our churches sometimes are designed that way, right? Do you know who's behind you? You know who's in front of you, hopefully. Who's beside you? There is something missing. Until we lose something, lose our cell phone, that kind of communication is gone. Do we notice the world around us? Maybe some of you remember the movie WALL-E, when the gentleman got knocked off his little floaty device and all of a sudden he realized there was other things there. There was a pool. There were other people around. What are we missing? When we realize that we're missing something, that we lose something, we want to have hope. The lepers wanted hope. Oh, they knew what they were missing. They were missing their families. They were missing community. They wanted their life back. Just like someone, when we lose our cell phone, we want our life back. But they didn't know what they were really missing until Jesus arrives. Look, there's our hope. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, there's something very interesting about this text as we read it. You notice that they just take Jesus at his word. They don't even look at their hands and they just go. But in verse 14 says, as they went, they were cleansed. As they start to go to the priest, they go as if they're healed. You know, that's the act of faith, isn't it? When we simply go at God's word, we simply believe, we pray, we ask, and then we go ahead and live as if God is going to answer our prayer. And eventually He will. That's the promise that we have by faith. Go show yourselves to the priest. That's his word. The Jewish lepers could go to Jerusalem and show themselves to their priests. They had God's pure word, and yet they did not recognize who was there. The Samaritan, his life, chaotic. His life and religious life were mixed up. He could have gone to his priest, but when he was healed, he recognized who Jesus was and returned and gave thanks. Jesus was the real one to worship. It says there, he threw himself down. Look how this man returns, yes, praising God with a loud voice at Jesus' feet. You wonder if he really understood who Jesus was. Is he praising God and then giving Jesus thanks? Like when someone helps us, you know, and we thank God for them. But look what Jesus says to the man. Was no one found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner? Jesus makes no distinction between himself and God. This man didn't just see his healing. He didn't just return to praise God, but he returned to praise Jesus, who was God himself in the flesh. True worship was not at Mount Gerizim. It wasn't even in Jerusalem. It was with Jesus. Now remember that whole verse from John 10, verse 10? It says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. You see, Satan, he stands for nothing except that he is opposed to God. The world, it claims to stand for anything except for God. Your own sinful flesh, well, wants God to do something so we can just get on life without him. And this is what was happening. The worship at Mount Gerizim and the worship at Jerusalem, devoid of what it meant to be a person of God, to know that there is where he gives his gifts. It became politics to preserve themselves. Our sinful self, the world, and Satan simply want us to be separated from God and his grace in Christ Jesus. And sometimes that happens right in church. But Jesus is our everything. He is what faith clings to. He is what makes faith powerful. We heard last Sunday that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, get up and be planted in the sea. But we don't have faith as big as a mustard seed, do we? We stop, and if we stop there, we'll only realize our own despair and what we are lacking, that we don't have the faith that's required. But when we come to this event of the 10 lepers, it gives us the gospel that faith is not as big as a mustard seed. It is as big as Jesus. The Word now made flesh through the Father, through whom the Father created the heavens and the earth, who speaks not just to the ones that are born from Abraham, not just Samaritans, but people like you and me. The Gospel of Luke emphasizes that this Jesus is for all the sons and daughters of Adam, for you and for me. And so it is. Jesus crushes our separation so that it makes no difference to God. He eliminates what separates us from him so that we will always see Jesus and thank him that he is who he is and does what he does. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.